The Volume.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Inside the Garage Podcast. I'm Kyle Hamilton, along with
KJ Wallace,
Connor Adigan,
and Cam Hart.
And this is my first podcast physically in the garage in a few months, so feels good to be back in my home seat.
Does it feel better?
Yeah, definitely like, better.
Definitely easier.
I like the vibes when you was out of here.
Yeah, and then when I would get off.
Wait, what? I agree with that.
When I would get off the podcast after we did it over Zoom or whatever, I would just hang up and I'm just sitting there like, damn, like they're about to go like upstairs and like chill on the couch and I'm just going to go back to playing PS5. But no, it's good to be back. It's been a minute, so let's do a little icebreaker.
Icebreaker.
Childhood crush. You can go around.
Like celebrity?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Sheesh. I might be tripping, but like Hannah Montana.
Miley Cyrus. Like,
that's not true.
Like the movie.
I respect
that. Hannah Montana. Yeah, not the episode. Like the, when she was Miley, not Hannah. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to say London Tipton. Is that her name? Was
it Brenda Song?
Yeah.
That's a real
name.
Yeah.
What is it? Sweet Life and Zack and Cody?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What was the show?
That's like 8-year-old Cam, though, by the way.
Just looking at TV like, wow.
It's definitely the past the place that got you.
It was like called Victorious?
Oh, Victoria Justice.
Whoa, yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah, she was.
That's a dope ass name.
Mm-hmm. Victoria Justice. Yeah, that's money.
Yeah, she's money. Or she was when I was 8. I'm going to say Selena Gomez. Yeah, was it right? She like carried herself in a very like I'm that girl way, and I respected that
as an eight year old.
I just had so much respect for her and the way she carried herself.
You thought all that through when you was like, there's no way you thought, you thought you sitting there watching the show like, I love the way she carried herself.
I think that's actually how I was thinking.
You're before your time there, bro.
So yeah, we got that out the way. Spring ball started up middle of last week.
Thursday. Mm-hmm.
There's actually one player in the house playing football right now. Apparently
that is crazy to walk on.
There's one player in the house that's actually playing on the team right now, so you gotta go first, dog.
First impressions, who surprised you?
So the first spring ball practice was Thursday, St. Patty's Day. It was a good practice. It was like, you know, officially Coach Freeman's like taking over as the head coach, like, you know, his team, his dad, whatever, into the new year. So it was good. But honestly, it was pretty much the same. It wasn't as, and Cam, you know, like all the meetings and everything was pretty much the same. The schedule was pretty much the same. I think he wanted it to keep like that. So no one really, you know, was like too nervous, too like anxiety. It was team meeting as team meeting and then practice and practices. Nice 18 periods, and you know, you kind of shake the rust off a little bit, like getting back into football shape and all that. But it was, you know, competitive with Coach Freeman. So, and then we'll put pads on Tuesday, I believe, and then we'll start scrimmaging soon. So, it's been good. You know, it's been tough because he likes to scrimmage a lot. But it's how you get better. So, and the coaches, so I'll talk about the receivers coach, Coach Stuckey. Definitely love Coach Stuckey. He really knows his stuff. He played at Clemson, played in the NFL, I believe, for a couple of years. Great guy. The whole offensive staff is you know, it's a younger staff, I would say, and everyone is meshed really well together so far in the first couple practices. If you want to talk about the defense.
Yeah, I can. As Kyle stated, like, I'm not practicing right now because I had the shoulder thing. But from my point of view, I think, like, just talking to everybody, like, even talking to, like, sophomores now and comparing it to their freshman year, a lot of, like, the morale is different. Because I think, like, these coaches, their whole philosophy is energy, 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 and be contagious about that. So, like, even with the, like, ST meeting, starting with Coach Mason, like, his whole thing's like, wake up, like, get up, get your energy right. And I think that, like, plays on the rest of the day, the rest of the practice. So that's something that I've appreciated, I think, the most. As far as new coaches, because my coach is Coach Mickens. He's not going to change. He's never going to change.
Yeah.
But as far as new coaches, I would say Coach Mace, like, he coaches – well, he helps out with the cornerbacks and the nickels, and then his whole like approach to the ST meetings in this coaching unit is a lot different than what I'm used to, and I think I've appreciated that the most. That's probably the most that I can like participate during the ST meetings, because cornerback meetings, like, it's just like everything that we've already known. Obviously, we don't have to adjust to a new coach, but with him, it's just a whole new energy, a whole new like.
It actually is very true. The energy is way different. Yeah. Like the meetings, like the receiver room is right next to the running back room, and you can hear Coach McCullough like yelling, not like angrily, but he's just like very animated. And it's like everyone throughout the whole Goog is like that. So you kind of walk out of the meeting like juice for practice. So.
And it's like, I don't know if this is like coaching style, Coach Kelly versus Coach Freeman, but like, I feel like if I was practicing right now, the stress level would be a lot low, just because of that whole morale inside the Goog.
What would y'all say is the biggest difference between last spring and this spring?
I would say that, like, obviously we come into the Goog handling business, and everybody knows like it's a time to be serious and it's time to enjoy each other. I think last spring, there wasn't really that time to like, okay, let's enjoy each other, let's do this as a family. And I think that's more so now because we have new coaches and a lot of new players. So they're like, okay, let's understand each other better. Let's create this family. We didn't have to do that last year. So I think just that added like asset to the team just makes it a lot better. So I'll probably say that and this. I think people are just younger, honestly.
You're older.
Or maybe I'm older. I don't know. It's just like the whole vibe's different. And then for me, I'm watching it from the outside perspective. I'm not like actually in it. So I can see a lot more than, because, you know, it can get mundane when you're in it, you're practicing, waking up, everything. I'm doing everything they're doing. I'm just not practicing. Yeah. So I can see a lot more from an outside perspective. And
are you like in the pit during practice? Or you?
Yeah. And the pit for everybody that's listening is just like while they're practicing, I'm just working out, doing a full workout on the side. But I'm seeing a lot more. And I don't know. More observant, I guess.
Would y'all say like this next, I guess, era of Notre Dame football is like, and I don't want this to come off in a bad way, but it's like experimental, because I feel like Notre Dame's never had this kind of staff, like where it's young. And I feel like that's the whole landscape of college, even NFL football right now, with like Matt LaFleur, Kyle Shanahan, Cliff Kingsbury, like younger guys getting head coaching jobs. That's usually like in the 90s, early 2000s, it's like 50-year-old dudes who just very blue collar. And not to say that like it's like softer, but at the same time, even throughout college with Lincoln Riley, Kirby Smart still on the younger side. Like Nick Saban's really only like old, really established coach.
Yeah.
I mean, Coach Kelly too, but I mean, it seems like everybody in football is like getting younger. Do you think Notre Dame's doing this to kind of like stick with the times?
I agree with you. I think the trend is going younger.
Mm.
And I think, yeah, I would agree with the experimental thing, because Notre Dame has never seen a staff like this or this morale. And you can back me up, like, probably since the program, like, this is a whole new, like, kind of generation of football, I think. And I think it goes hand in hand with the whole NIL transfer portal and just everything that's going on in NCAA. But, I agree with that.
I think it's just the way the entire game of football is going. It's like, it's no longer the go in the weight room, like, bench, squat, you know, hip press. It's not like just the brute force anymore.
Yeah, that's not necessarily a bad thing.
No, I'm saying like it's all about like gaining the edge with like the GPS, the Oura Rings, like the like everything else around it. And I think like with that becomes like the analytical approach to football, which is coming from like the younger, more, I mean, we have a defensive coach, but like the LaFleurs, the McVay, right? Yeah, I think it's just the way the game's going. Everyone trying to gain the edge some way or the other, like outside of like the usual. So I think it's just getting younger in that sense, you know, because like, everything's new.
And to think, like, people say that football's, like, gotten soft. I hate when people say that, because, like, it hasn't gotten soft. It's just gotten smarter. Like,
it's
gotten smarter.
You can't play the same way. Like, there's pictures of dudes, like, playing without cleats, like, 50 years ago, smoking cigarettes in the locker room. Like, you want to play the same football that we did then? Like, things have changed. Like, people are going to change. And I feel like football, like basketball has changed. Like, there's more threes shot now than, like, ever before.
Right, yeah.
And, like... Right. But back then, dudes were wearing Converse and shooting mid-ranges. Like, you can't just approach the same. Like, the game's going to change.
Going off that, like, it just shows how much more exciting sports is getting.
Yeah.
I think just as a whole, sports is getting more exciting. Like, even just watching this Super Bowl, like, this year's Super Bowl, I'm just kind of thinking about, like, the game felt, like, you can, like, feel the energy in the game.
Because it was really young. Like, yeah, it's, like, just like, Joe Burrow, T. Higgins, Jamar Chase. Yeah.
Like, Jaylen, you see Odell like, running around. Yeah, like, exactly. You see, it's just, like, it's like dudes are moving fast. Like people are, it's like really decisive. It's more clean. Like it's more, don't know. I like it. I love it.
You're maximizing their potential. Like Tim Brown, receiver for Notre Dame, his shoulder pads are like three times the size.
Like that's what Zeke Correll's wearing right now.
His shoulder pads are definitely way bigger than our linemen. And he's got to make the same catch that the receivers now. I like the way the game's gone.
Definitely interesting. Like when talking to your dad, and he's like, "We had 2-a-days, and then we would go and squat as heavy as we can, and bench as heavy as we can, and then go out and practice again." Like,
it's like I understand what they're trying
to
do.
The point of that?
Yeah, but at the same time, that's just not conducive for a healthy team.
Yeah,
and
he's so mad when he talks about that, bro, because he's like, "We lost. Like, there's one big game they lost, but Lou Holtz had them. I think it was like Miami or something, and they were the better team, but they were exhausted on game day." Because like you said, Lou Holtz had him like, "Oh yeah, we're gonna do 2-a-days this week in season." Just because,
yeah. Well,
and they're like
in season,
and they're like the second
November, bro.
Yeah, it's crazy.
He was like, "We would have won that game, but we were just too tired. Like everyone like was beat down."
And like our parents' age and like older, they're like, "Oh, you guys are soft."
That's exactly.
It's just like how can we change that? Like I'm not gonna go and put an NCAA like put 2-a-days in and make us work out and smarter extend the hours softer, and make us. Like I can't do anything about that, and I don't know. It's kind of weird having that conversation because it's like you new generation, y'all are getting weaker, y'all are getting softer. And like, what exactly can I do to change like the platform of how we're living right now?
I feel like
technology wise, everything.
I feel like I think when they think of getting softer, they think of getting softer like physically. But I think the game's harder mentally now 100%. Than it was. 100%.
It's harder. Harder in general.
My trip.
Yeah.
But because I feel like there's so much more now that happens pre-snap and that happens with like tendencies and like things that teams do, especially like offenses and concepts and things like that, that just didn't happen 15, 20 years ago.
Bro,
and it's just like
they run the ball 60 plays a game.
Exactly. It's like
a 1980 Notre Dame team had to defend an RPO, like their brains would explode. Like they can run pass and like pass, like run the ball like up the middle. Like they wouldn't comprehend that. They were just running triple option.
Apologize for any former Notre Dame players.
Yeah.
This is a good conversation we can have later on with who we're having coming on the show. But that's just honesty. Like, think about like the flood concept out of like trips, something like that versus like a 1980s.
Yeah.
It would be crazy.
Like if in 1965 somebody was triple option just spread out to like a duo set with shotgun, they'd be like, "Bro, is this legal?"
Coach be like, "Yo, time out.
Time out.
I was going to circle back to the like coaches being younger, like how it's relevant in today. Because I feel like kind of, and this may kind of seem like things are getting softer, but like kids coming in, I feel like it's with the transfer portal and all that stuff and like NIL and everything. I feel like it's tougher for a certain type of coach to coach kids coming in and guys. Some, not most, I'm just saying like a few people will have trouble with that and like saying like, "Oh, he doesn't like me. I need to transfer like immediately," just because that's the norm now. Mm-hmm. So I also feel like that may help in like getting recruits and keeping people here.
That kind of goes hand in hand with what Colin was saying when we were at his house, when he was saying like, you can't put an old Southern coach on the West Coast and expect them to do well with all those kids. Yeah. Like, and sometimes I even feel like I'm getting old. Like this is getting really fast. Like in high school, like people are committing to high schools now, and then, like,
so what?
Like people are committing to high schools now, and then,
whoa,
like,
what?
We can have a whole podcast about how early sports are getting now.
It's getting faster. It's like all the technology that's going into high school sports, all the analysts, and there's like people that's getting paid literally just to follow high school athletes. Like, that's crazy.
That's been around since.
That's been around for a while, but like it's getting worse.
Yeah,
it's getting worse. Yeah,
and AAU basketball is horrible.
Yeah, and from such a young age too. Like
so I'm saying, like class of 2032. Like, all right,
like that cannot be.
Let him just play ball.
Yeah, exactly.
Let him be a kid. He's like 10 years old, bro. Just let him go play outside and play tag or something.
That's crazy. Like from a certain age, or the young age, we always kind of knew like I wanted to play college football. I want to go to the league. Like that was, you know what I'm saying? Like, when did you start thinking that when you were like 5, 6?
Yeah, exactly.
Like 5, 6 years old. Right?
Yeah.
So it's just like,
what?
Never.
My bad. You're lying,
over
bro.
Connor.
You're lying.
No, I mean, I'm joking. Obviously,
I was gonna say, you're lying.
Yeah.
was I about to say? We were just doing kid stuff still, though. But, like, yeah. You kind of knew in the back end you wanted to, what you wanted to do. But, like, you're, like, 10, 11 years old outside playing basketball every day. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Like, there's a time and place stuff. For everything. And, like, when we're in high school, we want to play as many sports as possible. Mm-hmm. And do I, like, there's kids going to this high school. Well, I did the same thing. I went to high school, played football, but... I played multiple sports, but there's kids going to certain high school focusing on football all year round, focus on basketball all year round, and their whole objective is not to go to high school and have a high school experience and meet people and have a good time. Let's go to high school to catapult me as far as I can in football.
That's why I hate, and no offense to people who went there, but like IMG, like I feel like that's like the worst thing you can do to a kid, sending him there at like 15. You don't get to experience any of your high school experience, to make friends at home. Yeah. Like if you're that good to get recruited, you can get recruited at like a middle nowhere school. They'll find you.
But
I almost
fell into that trap.
I remember that.
Went to IMG because I felt like I was getting kind of frustrated with my high school situation. Like I love socially, like where I grew up, like everything. Like, you know, I love going to school, I love it, whatever. But I was kind of frustrated because I was like, I really wanted to win games. Like, and we always were getting to the second round of playoffs. We weren't, you know what I'm saying, get past it. And it was just kind of like, I wanted to win games and I kind of wanted to experience like winning a championship type thing. I almost went to IMG. Like, I went on a visit, everything.
Bro.
Yeah. And I was like sitting on the plane and I'm like, on a plane right back to Atlanta. I was like, I want to do it, whatever. Mm-hmm. My dad was cool with it. My mom was just like, you do not want to do this.
And you give your mom a hug for
my mom. Yeah, that was the best thing she's ever told me. Because I was just like,
she told you more better things.
No, like in that, situation. Yeah, that was the best thing she could have. I didn't say that right. That was the best thing she could have told me in that situation. Because, like, my senior year, that was the most fun I've had, like, in high school. It was just, like, last time being at home, like, last time seeing, really being around people and, you know what I'm saying, like, lamenting yourself in your community. So
I think it's a really important conversation to have with, like, young people because you should play as many sports as you want.
Yeah.
And then you should meet as many people as like you want to meet, because at the end of the day, sports is not everything. And at some point it's going to end. And like people that specialize in basketball, football, baseball are more prone to being burnt out way quicker. Mm. And so like, let's say it doesn't work out. Then you're like,
I'm a failure.
Like I'm a failure. Yeah. Like it didn't work out. Like I have nothing. I don't really have many friends. Like what am I going to do? You know, like it's, I don't think it's good for your mental way down the line. I mean, maybe it works out, right? But it's rare that it works out to the extent that you have if you specialize in it from like a very young age.
Yeah. And then there's obviously a time place. You get to college and you're we do this 24/7. This is all we know. It's football. Football is literally all we know now. Yeah. So spend, if any young high schooler is listening right now, spend your high school, play as many sports, meet as many people. Be a high schooler. Mess up. Yeah. Do something. Do something. Get grounded or something, bro.
Get a little basis before you come to college. Like, figure yourself out. Like, do some different stuff. You know what I'm saying? Understand what you like, what you don't like. You know?
And even, like, in college, like, we all love football. And, like, it's gotten us to this point. Like, we put so much into it because how much we care for it. And then at the same time, it's like, you have to have something else outside of football or else you're going to drive yourself crazy. And like, in college, obviously it's not a different sport, but like if it's like going to hang out with friends, like maybe like reading, like fishing, whatever it is, you have to do something outside of football and just like have a one lane street that you're going down.
I think the misconception a lot of people have is if I'm doing other things, I'm not focused on this thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's like, you just got to find that right balance. Like if you're like, all right, every day I just put an hour towards football. I mean, you go to sleep for eight, so there's nine, so there's 13. You know what I'm saying? There's more hours of the day. Like, there's so many more hours a day. Like, do other stuff. Like, if you put an hour a day, you're still getting better every day.
In college, like, we put 5 hours to it. So, there's still 19 hours of the day we have school, obviously, but we do stuff like this. We play golf. We fish. Like, whatever it is, figure that out. Figure out your balance, and I think you'll be better off.
If you allow yourself to be open to that, you'll figure it out.
Going off that and transitioning into March Madness, I think like basketball is way different in football in terms of like recruiting. And we kind of talked about this before, but like it's from a very young age. Like football recruiting doesn't really start to like sophomore year of high school, unless you're KJ and get offered by SEC school in eighth grade. But
KJ's not a real person. Apparently.
But yeah, like sophomore year on. And there's no, like, you can't really get recruited off 7-on-7, can you?
Yeah, you can.
People are.
Yeah.
Okay, that was.
Well, I got recruited in 707 too.
Okay,
so. Probably more so today than.
Yeah, but like just saying, like you can be at a basketball tournament at 14 years old. And there's like a bunch of D1 coaches around you, and I think that's a great thing. It's great exposure, but at the same time, it's like. Like, I remember myself, I'm putting a lot of pressure on, like, a 14-year-old, 15-year-old me. Like, because I see other dudes getting offers. I'm like, all right, I got to, like, keep up this and that. And, like as a 15-year-old, be under that much stress, like, it's definitely tough within basketball. But at the same time, like, if you can handle it, it's definitely a blessing. And, like, you see, like, in March Madness, like, and I love March Madness. And we can argue on this. And I said it's a top 3 sporting event in the world. I don't know if you were there for that conversation.
He wasn't.
KJ wasn't out.
Top 3 in the world?
World Cup, I'm not counting Olympics because
it's too many sports.
Yeah.
All right.
And
Super Bowl
and March Madness.
I personally think World Cup, Super Bowl, and I was saying NBA Finals. But it was rebuttal because more Madness. People probably watch March Madness than NBA Finals.
Top
realistically.
The world?
It's also like.
It's up there though. But I don't know.
The emotion and like. Like St. Peter's beating Kentucky, like where else does that happen? And
wait, I have a fun stat about that. Kentucky, don't quote me on this. Kentucky pours 12 M's into their basketball program, and St. Peter's doesn't even pour half of that, not even a quarter of that into theirs. Their gym, if you look up St. Peter's gym, it's
crazy.
Insane, bro.
It's crazy.
It's my high school gym.
It's like love it. It's like love it.
My high school gym is better.
It's really like love it.
And they get work and they beat Kentucky.
Exactly.
Yes.
And get work in anywhere,
it's
bro.
It's crazy.
Don't matter.
They'll find you, bro. They'll find you.
That's why I agree with you, Kyle. Work. That's why I think it's up there. I don't know if I'll put a top 3. I think like 4, but. You don't see upsets like that.
Yeah. You don't see upsets in college football, really.
Not like that. Yeah.
Not like that.
Not like that.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. That's absurd. That's 15 and what? They were 15 and 2-2. Yeah.
That would be like, no offense to the school, that would be like us losing to like, I don't know, Southern Miss.
Miami, Ohio.
No, it's even
worse. Like, it's even worse than that. Like,
no, it's worse than Southern Miss.
Same thing. Georgia, like Georgia State. Like us losing Georgia State.
That's horrible.
That's
tough, bro.
How small is St. Peter's? I don't even know where that's at.
Bro, St. Peter's?
Exactly.
Jersey.
Exactly. It's like Jersey City, bro. So like their school, their camp, my bad. Yep. Their campus is like on a main road. Like,
that's what I was gonna
say. A main road. It looks like a high school, bro. No offense to St. Peter's. Like, all praise to you guys for pulling that off. But like, it's crazy. Just the, I don't know.
That's crazy.
I don't even think I can figure out like a true comparison in college football. That's like.
Like a D2 school, maybe.
No, it's not. I don't think it's us versus D1. Yeah.
It might have to be like a low D1 school, like a mid-major.
Like FCS?
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know, though. But like stuff like that never happens. In the tournament, it always happens.
Yeah.
And like there's like 3 or 4 games where you're just like, there's no way that's supposed to happen. Mm. But it's just, I feel like once you get into the game, there's like, I feel like there's very few blowouts in March Madness.
They're always close.
It's like three or four in the first round, but like I feel like there's so much confidence from the lower seed because they've obviously seen it before. Mm-hmm. And like if a FCS school came in to play Notre Dame, like I feel like there's less confidence there. Like New Mexico had less confidence coming in here and playing us our freshman year than St. Peter's did against Kentucky, because like once you get into March Madness, they know anything can happen,
whatever.
And so they just come in like, we don't have shit to lose, like we're going to go at you, and then I've kind of like take some teams off guard.
You might be right, bro. It might be up there, top 3.
I love it.
I like March Madness. I hate it because of the brackets, but like I love watching it, though.
How's everyone's bracket?
I love it because of the brackets. That's the only reason why I'm watching it. Honestly.
Cam's made 10 brackets, by the way.
I made 5 random brackets, and out of that 5, I say 3 of them are doing really well.
One's doing really, really well.
Mm.
Like, yeah, what's that, like 99%?
Yes.
It's at 99?
Yes.
Stop playing.
Like percentile.
Percentile.
Yeah. That's what's up.
Yeah.
Mine's at 14. I only did one bracket, right? And I took 2 hours to fill it out. I was doing stats. I was really into it, right? I was like, all right, this is my best shot right here. I was like, this is my best shot right here. Like, this is what I'm about to go with. And then 14%. Of course, that's March Madness.
It's even worse that you spent 2 hours.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah.
Who's y'all's pick to win?
I have Arizona, Wisconsin, Boise State, Providence.
Well, Boise State's out.
Yeah, they're that's the one that's doing bad. And the Providence one's doing really bad. And Texas Tech. So we'll see about Texas Tech Notre Dame later today.
Wait, so who are you rooting for?
Oh, Notre Dame, of course.
Because that's not
you sure about that?
His best one's there.
I'm not. I didn't even pick that. I randomized it. Just randomized it. I have to go with Notre Dame. Come on, bro.
Facts.
And another fun fact, Notre Dame has number one baseball team in the country.
Shout out. Basketball team's doing really well in the bracket.
I mean, in the March Madness. Football team.
Lacrosse is doing really well.
Lacrosse is like top 15, right? Mm. We're doing really good in sports right now.
Our softball team's doing well.
Our women's basketball team is doing really well in the tournament.
We're like that private high school that's like good at every sport.
Yeah.
And like
OD.
Yeah. Like we don't look like shit getting off the bus, but like we'll come like smack you.
Yeah. Yeah. It kind of sucks for baseball though, because there's all this hype around March Madness and they're like the number one team and they're playing Louisville in these big games right now and no one really is talking about it.
Definitely, you got to go to one of the weekend games. Those are pretty fun.
No, they'll start playing here soon.
Next week here.
Really?
Yeah. Right,
well, who do you have winning?
I have Arizona winning.
I'm the only one that doesn't have Arizona.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Who'd you pick?
Auburn.
Okay. That was like my second choice.
Yeah. I like when you have no clue who's going to win.
I know.
I feel like you always have no clue who's going to win, though.
What is it? Smith? Jabari Smith?
Yeah. So he's like top two pick.
Yeah, he
like that. Mm. You can give a little Jaden Ivey shout out. Are they still in it?
Yeah, it's not Jaden Ivey. I mean, he's doing well. They are still in. They're now the top ranked in their region or whatever you call it. Gonzaga, yeah, they were the overall number one for the whole thing.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
So random. Like they,
I don't like picking Gonzaga. I really don't. They never win.
Imagine a Gonzaga football team.
I don't even think they have football.
They don't.
It's just crazy. Like they're straight basketball.
Imagine that, bro.
Actually, real quick, former high school classmate of mine, I was in Sean's grade. She plays girls basketball at Gonzaga. She just scored her 1,400 point there. Shout out Abby O'Connor.
Shout out Abby O'Connor. That's a lot of points.
Is that crazy?
It's a lot, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's do score prediction. Notre Dame, Texas Tech. I got 69. 69-63. No, let's go 71-68 Notre Dame.
71-68.
Yeah. I don't see Notre Dame scoring 71 points.
Texas Tech's defense is like known to be very
good. All right, okay, all right. I didn't even know anything. All right, let's go. 61-57.
Okay,
Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Well, I'm definitely going to take Notre Dame. The score is going to be... This is going to be the exact score.
All right.
54-49.
I was thinking it's going to be like very low.
Somebody got to be the dark horse and pick Texas Tech. One of you guys.
I'm not going to pick. why would we do that?
In front of an audience of like thousands of Notre Dame fans.
Why would we do that?
Why do you have to?
So, yeah, I'm going to go Notre Dame. I'm going to say 58-57. Buzzer beater.
Who hits it?
I'm going to say Cormack.
Man, he was balling the other day.
I'm going to go 58-56. And it's a tie game. They get a layup. And then they have to come down and shoot a half court shot. And it almost goes in. But Notre Dame wins.
Like one of those bank shots where he's
like Gordon Hayward. Yeah. All right. Now we're going to talk about the biggest news that's happened in sports probably the past few days. Deshaun Watson signs with the Browns at nowhere. What was it? I don't know, 5 years, $230 million guaranteed.
Out of nowhere.
Fully guaranteed, which is I think the first time it's ever happened, like other than like Aaron Rodgers that just happened. Yeah. But
230 is insane. 230
is crazy.
So like his base salary next year is like $1 million and then his signing bonus is like 46.
Base salary is $1 million?
Yeah, because like in order to save like cap room, I hope I'm explaining this right. People will convert your salary into a signing bonus, so you just get it automatically. Yeah. And so they have more money to like.
So he's getting 50 in the first year.
He's getting like 40. He also has 1 year left in his other contract. So I don't know if they took that on or not. I'm not sure.
It says additional details not yet confirmed past the first year. But yeah, he's getting a $45 million signing bonus.
Yeah.
Which I assume he either gets it up front or within the first 2 years. So that's at least $23 million a year, 22.5. And then
yeah,
he
gets crazy.
$1 million base salary.
He gets all that because of the signing bonus. Signing bonus is usually guaranteed.
Obviously, he's got the off the field stuff going on. Besides that, but like I think he's a good quarterback, like Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
But I just like feel like the Browns is just like can be a vacuum for quarterbacks sometimes.
Yeah, I He's a great quarterback. Don't get me wrong. And I think he's going to be really good. But I don't know if what he's done to this point warrants that contract.
Yeah, that's
right. I mean, what
he was carrying it. He went to playoffs
one time with Texans, got 1-1 game, lost to the Bills.
Bro, him and D-Hop were like carrying him though.
Yeah, no, he was
by themselves.
Really good, but that's like, I don't know. I guess I gave Patrick Mahomes the same thing at the same amount of time.
Think about this. Since we've been in college, when has Deshaun Watson been in a top five list of quarterbacks?
I mean, he was close when he was hot.
Really well. Like that, bro.
Top five, though. Think about it. We had Brady.
Brady, Rodgers,
we had Mahomes, Rodgers, Breeze, Bills quarterback.
All these dudes
Josh Allen.
Josh Allen. We have no defense.
I'm saying this think about when you see Deshaun Watson in a top five category as quarterback in the last 4 years.
Taking off last year, like obviously,
I still think he's really good.
I think he's really good, but $230 million is crazy.
Like, I understand if they would $230 million, like, it's a lot of money going into the NFL now. But the fact that it's fully guaranteed and not staged differently is like beyond me. I don't understand.
Yeah. Now, shout out to David Mulligetta, Deshaun Watson's agent.
Yeah,
he's athlete's first guy. He's really cool, actually. But shout out to him for getting him that contract. That's crazy, though. That's
ad space, bro. That's ad space.
Is it? No, that's just a friendly shout out.
That's a plug.
That's a friendly plug. That's a
friendly plug.
But I mean, he already has enough juice. But that's gonna help football a lot because football is the only sport where the money's not guaranteed.
Right.
I think football and hockey maybe
the most dangerous sport.
Dangerous sport.
I mean, but that's probably the reason why it's not guaranteed because like. Why am I guaranteeing all this money? You might get hurt.
The NFL salary cap is going to expand soon, I believe, because they're signing a new TV deal. It's worth like $11 billion. So hopefully more guaranteed money.
I think within the next 10 years, all NFL contracts be guaranteed. I think so. It's trending, because there's going to be more and more guaranteed money, or like at least 80% of it's guaranteed. Because sometimes they sign a $100 million contract and you only get 30, 40 million of it. Mm-hmm. And that's just, it's not real money that you're signing for. Like, it's still a lot of variables that go into it.
Who's the highest paid safety right now?
Jamal Adams, 17 a year.
Blitz boy?
You're hella disrespectful.
That's what they call him.
that's like a meme.
That's a meme. That's like the meme is he plays DN and stuff like that, right?
I think safety, we should be getting more. Safety is hard, bro.
I think in today's game, I think the market's going
like, to. It's going to have to. It's going to have
Once Derwin signs his second contract, he's going to blow the market out of
the water.
But that's hard position to play, bro.
It is.
It is.
And I think it's because safeties are asked to do more nowadays. Like, back in the day, like, these were just in the box pretty much playing an extra linebacker spot. Or in the post. And now, like, you have to do a bunch of other stuff. And that's why I think the positional value comes from. Like, I honestly think safeties are just as value. I mean, maybe a little bit lower than corners. And this is currently not helping my draft stock by saying this. But, I think corners are probably a little more just because they obviously are covering like the highest paid receivers in the league.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, safeties still do a lot. Still cover really good receivers and stuff. Yeah. So, I mean, they're right there neck and neck.
I used to think of the defensive quarterback as a middle linebacker, but I think it's moving more towards safety. In my opinion.
Oh, right. Yeah. Like the quarterback.
I used
defense.
To like a few years back.
Oh, yeah.
But being in college and seeing how much you do and like just like everything, you guys have to know everything.
Into college, I was like, I'm thinking, all right, Mike Linebacker's going to give me the call and then break it down for me. No. And then first day camp or first day meetings, they're like, yeah, you have to give all these tricks. And I was like getting yelled at because I had never
do everything,
like,
bro.
Said words on the field before.
Yeah. In high school, it was just like, let all the linebackers do everything, and then you just in the back, just roaming.
Exactly.
High school is literally just see ball, get ball, fill in what you can.
Stop them, so get the ball back, so you can get an offensive score.
Matt Stafford, 4 years.
He got a new contract?
Yeah.
4 years, $60
million? 160.
Ooh. I don't know if it's guaranteed or not. I feel about that.
I think that means Odell's coming back.
Odell's not coming back.
They just got Allen Robinson.
Going back to LA.
They got Allen Robinson.
I don't think.
Robert Woods.
I just read something. It's very weird. Like, it's a small chance they resign him.
They did release trade Robert Woods.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, to the Titans.
Because
the Titans released Julio.
I heard Robert Woods is like the OG of that receiver group. Like, he couldn't, he got hurt this season, but he was basically like,
he's like really well liked guy. Yeah. Have you heard his nickname? No. They call him Bobby Trees. Like Robert Bobby Woods Trees.
Bobby Trees. That's kind of funny. Cool.
You see Kirk Cousins, he got a one-year extension for $35 million.
Yeah. Kirk Cousins' agent needs a Nobel Peace Prize.
Bro, he's made so much money over his career. I mean, like, he's not a bad quarterback, but like, I mean, he's a mid-tier quarterback.
He's made over $230 million.
Yeah, like.
Kirk Cousins?
Yeah. Yes. He's good. He's a serviceable quarterback. I mean.
Mm.
When does Cooper Kupp sign his next contract?
That's what I'm
He's about to poop on Davante Adams' contract he just got. And speaking of that, too, he just.
Also, if you're Davante Adams. Like, do you guys like that? That he, because the Packers matched the money.
So you gotta explain.
Davante Adams, Packers receiver, like the best receiver in the game currently, I think. Right?
He's up there. Right. I think
Kupp had a better year.
I think he's up there. Top three.
He's most consistent though. Like Cooper Kupp had a blast off year, but Davante Adams consistently been up there.
Yeah,
he went to the Raiders. Got like the highest paid contract as a receiver. Packers matched it. But he still decided to go to the Raiders.
I mean, Derek Carr was his college quarterback.
Mm-hmm. He was college quarterback at Fresno State.
I don't know how he felt about living in Green Bay versus Vegas. He's a West Coast guy. So. Mm-hmm. But apparently Aaron Rodgers knew that before he signed. He knew Devontae wasn't going to be there before he signed.
So who do they have now, receiver?
EQ.
They have
Alan Lazard.
That just goes to show how great Aaron Rodgers is, bro.
Oh, yeah.
That just goes to show.
I feel like they got to bring in another receiver, though.
They will.
Davante Adams is like their whole.
Instead of saying Odell to Green Bay, people are saying that.
Wow.
Odell with
Aaron Rodgers.
So cold.
They would have to back up the Brinks truck for him to go to Green Bay.
Yeah.
They'd have to build a dome.
And also,
how long is that recovery process?
Will he be back for next year?
Probably middle of next season.
Yeah, no, not beginning. That's for sure. I mean, usually NFL guys take time for that type of stuff.
Damn, that sucks, bro. I'm sick for him.
That's
sick, God.
He's had a kid though, so maybe that's a way for him to maybe this Scott's way of working it out that way.
Yeah, his attention's not just on his injury. He's got so
had a kid a few weeks ago. So
dang, that was like my favorite player growing up. No, like my screensaver. Like I used to repost his posts on Instagram, on my my Instagram.
Like
I would download the repost app, and then copy his post and then repost it on mine, and I'd caption like. Bro, he's a dog.
I don't even know what the repost that
is. This is 2014.
This is like sophomore year high school, too.
Oh,
yeah, when he's on the Giants. I was definitely a big fan because I was an LSU fan. So, all right, we're moving on to Outside the Garage now. First one comes from _Hagen_Davis_ favorite show of all time. I'm just going to assume TV show.
Can I give three?
No.
Entourage.
No.
Entourage?
One of my favorite characters of all time is Ari from Entourage.
I'm in the process. Bro, he's so funny. Have y'all seen Entourage?
So funny.
Bro, I just started. I'm on season three. It's hilarious, bro. It's hilarious. It's like corny, but hilarious at the same time. Like Ari is his one-liners are amazing.
He's one of the best characters. You got to watch it.
I'm going to take it back and go with Ridiculousness. I still love that show.
I used to fall asleep.
Rob Dyrdek is an interesting guy. And great businessman too.
Big Rob. R.I.P. Big Rob.
Yeah.
it's going to sound stupid, but for some reason, growing up, I used to watch Jersey Shore a lot.
Same.
Mm. Really?
Yeah.
With my mom.
Never watched
it. You watched it with your mom?
Yep.
Trying to think.
Your favorite did you ever watch?
I don't know. I only have a favorite TV show. It's kind of hard to choose, but I was just say Jersey Shore because I watched a lot.
And I'm just getting into all the Netflix. I'm watching Ozarks now, and I just finished Outer Banks, all that stuff. So I don't watch Game of Thrones.
Ozark is
Peaky Blinders.
Never seen. All right, I watched one episode.
That's a good series. That's a real good series. You adopt a lifestyle watching that series.
Yeah, your whole mantra is different.
Yeah, I would go Game of Thrones. Mm. Great show.
It's very, very
didn't watch good. That.
It's a time commitment.
It is, but it's the layers to that show and how everything comes together. It's just,
it's crazy.
Beautiful.
Chef's kiss.
Beautiful. Chef's kiss.
Yeah, it does deserve that. It's good.
Second one from Alex Mahubi. What's something that people assume about you that is completely not true, good or bad? Are we going to do this one we're all doing it about Cam? Or
Yeah, that's fine.
We could do that.
Let me go first about Cam. I've had a lot of people come up to me and be like, yo, Cam's
super, like a really super nice dude and like all this. And I'm like, why would you, like, I don't know what it is, but like, so I guess people, like, maybe it's just because they see you like on the game or like on the field, and they like they haven't interacted through this. Like, don't, like,
tell them about a nice dude.
That's what I'm saying.
You are. Oh, okay. So
you are. Right, think you are. Like, oh, they, okay, okay, they, okay, like, assume, not like you're a mean guy, but like,
oh, the fact, no, they assume that I'm mean.
No, they don't know you, and like, they, like, they're like, oh, Cam's actually like a super nice person. Like,
okay.
Not every player is like a super, you know.
Gotcha.
They're like, and I've, the reason I say it is because people have actually come up to me and said that, like, about you.
Okay. I took that.
You are a very nice person. They think.
All right,
like, oh, he's a football player. Oh, he's very nice. So,
money.
Yeah.
Something bad.
Probably that you're extra serious, but you're probably hella goofy. You are hella goofy.
I was just about to say it's hella goofy. Like, people probably think, like, you carry yourself in a cool way or whatever, but then, like, you get behind closed doors and you're hella goofy.
he's goofy, bro.
That's also Kyle. Like, that.
I feel like we bring it out of each other.
Yeah. If you put me around a good group of people, then yeah. All right, let's go, Connor.
Connor?
I'll go first.
Yeah.
People assume that he doesn't talk. I assumed that before getting close with him. And again, he's a goofy person behind doors. You'll learn a lot about Connor behind doors.
A lot of people have said something about you to me. I'd probably say
careful.
Yeah, be careful.
He was just looking
be
at
careful,
you.
Bro.
Nah, I'll probably just say a lot of people have been like, Connor's kind of intimidating. I'm like, Connor's not really. Connor's not intimidating at all.
Yeah, that goes hand in hand with the silentness.
Yeah, because like he may seem standoffish at first.
Yeah,
because he's like, yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
I would say Connor was a badass kid. That's what people probably wouldn't think about Connor.
Horrible ass kid.
Terrible. He's a walking headache as a child.
I can listen to your mom tell stories about you as a kid for hours.
Hours, bro.
Can
we post a video of you singing happy birthday on our Instagram?
Please. Please.
That shit is cool, bro. That's classic.
Your dad just dropped that in my messages like randomly on like a Wednesday. Just dropped it, bro.
That's classic. That's my favorite.
AJ?
Age.
I'm going, people think you have everything intact, but you do not.
You do not, bro.
First of all, I do.
You're not an organized person whatsoever.
What do you mean by that, though?
You know what I mean, bro. You're going to lose something. You're going to forget something. You're not going to be on time one time.
Damn.
You're going to be there, but you're not going to be on time.
But it's always.
But you always get whatever you need to get done.
Exactly. Done. You always get it done. You always get it done. You always get it done.
Always get it done, regardless.
Oh, man. Let me think. AJ. I would say the intimidating thing as well, honestly. I would say you're kind of, like, you're not quiet, but you, a lot of time, you got, like, a straight face like this.
Nice.
But obviously, like, all four of us, you are a really goofy dude. So
I would say people, like, just because you play football and, like, I don't know, like, you're cool, outgoing, people may not think that you have this side too, but like, you're very cerebral, like, you think about stuff in a different way and different contexts, and like, take stuff and kind of put your own twist on it. And I mean, you do have some dumb blonde moments for sure.
KJ's sure. Not a human.
You're very cerebral, but I don't know if a lot of people know that.
Appreciate it.
How deep are we finna get with this one?
Why is mine like Kyle, the end all be
all? There's one that's like glaring.
There's one that's glaring. Can we say that or not?
I don't know what you're talking. What are you talking about?
Do we know? Are we all thinking the same?
I think we're all thinking the same thing.
You say it.
That you cheating on your girlfriend?
Yes, bro. Yes.
And that's obviously not true, but that's something that people think.
Are we putting that in the podcast?
Multiple people asking. I'm like, why?
I mean, how's that a bad thing? I think that's just a normal thing that people think.
You know what? Yeah, I'm fine with putting that in there.
I think that's because that's what they think fits the lifestyle. Good football player, NFL, first round pick, whatever. Like, most popular dude on campus. He has all these opportunities. All right. I'm just keeping it real with you.
Okay.
He has all these opportunities, but he doesn't. And that's literally what we're all thinking.
Can we get do we still have the applause button on there?
But that's funny. We're all thinking, literally, is this one thing that all thinking the same thing?
That's literally the first thing that came to my mind.
I guess that is fair.
What was the first thing that came to you? Did that not come
to my mind? I thought, like, people, like you just say, like, people think I'm cool, but I'm really just like goofy ass nerd like around.
I mean, yeah, that's a lot more I could say.
Yeah. Okay, and that's fair though. Yeah. Shout out to all my loyal black men out there.
Faithful,
and
faithful
white black and all races. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fair. All right. Well, I appreciate that then.
For sure. So, Reese, if you're listening, we're just clearing the water right now. I'm gonna let you know.
Yeah,
you got it, Reese.
I will be confirming with her whether this can be in the podcast. Yeah. Or not. So, if you're listening to this right now, then you know I got the okay. But yeah, we're gonna end it there. Appreciate y'all listening. Good to be back in the garage for sure. And we'll see y'all next time.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate it.
Appreciate it.